welcome to another episode of the New York City K-Pop Queens podcast. I'm your co-host, Charity.
And I'm your co-host, Emily.
We have a packed week, per usual. We have so many comebacks to talk about. Oh my goodness. ASTRO. We have yet to be able to talk about them as a group. We talked about a subunit, but they finally have a comeback since we've had the podcast. We're going to get into that. Wendy from Red Velvet had a solo release. We'll get into that. Hoshi from Seventeen also released a solo song, his very first one. We also have some Japanese singles. BTS, Film Out. Oh my goodness, the video, Emily.
We have so much to talk about.
So much. Yeah. And Treasure also had a Japanese single released. We'll also get into Kingdom. Lots of stuff going on there. Emily, as always, has the news for you, our songs of the week, a fun quiz. Emily, how are you? It's springtime.
I know. I'm in such a great mood. It's a beautiful day here today. It's right? Funny how it changes. Like the trees come out. Everything just feels hopeful and new. I'm in a good mood today. And I think I'm in a good mood because there were so many amazing releases this week. We have such a packed slate tonight. Like amazing stuff to go through.
It's like we went to a restaurant and got a giant sampler to eat. That's how it felt.
Seriously, there's something for everyone in what we're reviewing tonight, which I think those are the most fun episodes for us. Yeah. It's really nice to have some variety, a bunch of different stuff, full albums, singles, solo acts, groups. We have all of it this evening. I'm super excited.
Japanese, yes. Korean, it's both.
Almost all of it. We just need maybe an English language release. Get Monsta X back here with the, with that album and we'd be full slate.
Well-rounded.
Yes, very well-rounded. It's going to be an amazing episode. 46 episodes. Queendom, wow. You've been with us for 46 episodes.
Thank you.
We're closing in. Right. We're closing in on a year, Charity.
It's unbelievable. 6 weeks, it'll be a year, which is insane.
Time goes by so fast. I can't believe we've been doing this for almost a year. Don't worry. We're going to have a big 1 year celebration episode. So look forward to that. But we've got to get into tonight's. I'm really, really excited to talk about these groups. So first, I want to say welcome. Welcome to first-time listeners. We're happy to have you here. Welcome to our loyal Queendom. Queendom is the name we affectionately call our listeners. Queendom, we appreciate you. Thank you for coming back every week. New episodes drop every Thursday. If you're not following us on social media, what are you doing? You need to follow us. NYC K-Pop Queens. Instagram, Twitter. Give us a follow. On Twitter, we post polls every week, kind of getting your reactions from our episode or maybe your opinions on stuff we're about to cover. So please participate in those. We love it. We always post the quiz. We love hearing your results. Sometimes it's just nice to know there are other results when Charity and I get the same one. So we appreciate that. Give us a follow. Say hi. We can't wait to meet you and become friends. So in that vein, it's time for some poll results, Charity.
Ooh.
Last week, we reviewed My Man Bacon, my alt, my everything. And we both loved the album. I mean, we went as far as to say this is probably for our K-pop album of the year. Is that right, Charity?
Yes.
Yeah, totally. We were all about it. But there was one thing that I did not love, and I went on a long, angry rant about it. I hated Bacon's hat. I hated it. It was such... I really, really disliked it. So I won't bore you all with another rant, but we were dying to get your opinions. So we asked, when it comes to your favorite idol in hats, which look do you prefer? Three choices, a cowboy / fedora hat, a baseball cap, or no hat. Charity, which one do you think won?
Baseball cap.
Yep. 57% of you, 57% voted baseball cap, 29% said no hat, and 14% voted for a cowboy hat or fedora. So Queendom agreed that cowboy fedora thing that Bacon was wearing was probably not the best choice. I think we're both all about baseball caps. They're so cute.
Oh my gosh. I live for a baseball cap, especially on a particular person named Shownu.
Wears them a lot. Show wears them a lot. We're talking about Shonu for Monsta X. That's Charity's alt. So
my everything.
Yep. If you're new to the podcast and you hear that, just want to give you a prime. And then I was really, really curious. We're reviewing a lot of stuff tonight, but we wanted to know out of the first three reviews, which one you guys were most excited about. So we asked, you know, whose new music are you most excited about this week? Astro, Wendy from Red Velvet, or Hoshi from 17? And this one was really even. Thank you so much for voting, everyone. Astro and Wendy were actually tied at 38% each.
Wow.
And then Hoshi got 24%. So, I mean, it was a close vote.
Yeah.
Right? I was like, okay, appreciate it. So thank goodness we're covering all three of them because I think there's a lot of fandom interest. Mm-hmm. So thank you all so much for voting. We really, really appreciate it when you participate and kind of let us know your thoughts. If we're on track or maybe you're like, ugh, don't review these groups, talk about these groups. Let us know. Let us know. Slide into the DMs, NYC K-pop queens, Instagram and Twitter. Thank you for joining us. Queendom, we see where you're listening from every week. And I know we sound like a broken record because we talk about it all the time, but we're overwhelmed at times with the reach of this podcast. It's so amazing that people around the world can tune in and share a love and a passion for K-pop like we do. So I want to give a quick New York City K-pop queen, Queendom shout out to Dallas, Texas, Madison, Wisconsin, Cottage Grove, Oregon. Shout out to our listeners in Hungary, Latvia, the Netherlands, Dominican Republic. We see you. And a super special shout out to Karina from Cuba. Hi, Karina. Thank you so much for listening every week, for sharing our podcast. We love you and appreciate you so much. So thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Karina.
Charity, I think it's time to get to it. I think it's time to get to it. All right, everyone. So Astro, like Charity mentioned in the intro, we reviewed a subunit of Astro. I believe it was Moonbin and Sana subunit. We've never had the chance to review Astro since we started the podcast. So I know we were both really excited for a full album called All Yours.
Mm-hmm.
This group debuted in 2016. It's not a young rookie group. They've been around and have built a nice career for themselves. So the first single is called One. Music video. Charity, give me your thoughts. Let's break it down.
I really liked it, but I do have to say it gave me major NCT vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Major. How it sounded, even the styling, how the video was shot, it just looked like they were heavily influenced by NCT. But I really liked it. I loved the chorus, and I'm not even going to try to sing it. I will save your ears. But in the chorus, and they're like, oh, 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 however it goes, I'm not going to butcher it. That, oh my God, it's so catchy.
Yeah.
I really do like the outfits. I love the choreography. But again, all of it was a very NCT influenced for me. But I love NCT, so I liked it.
I can see that for sure. The visuals, it looks very much a K-pop video. And I can see the SM NCT type influence, a lot of red and black.
Yeah. I love it though. So
very masculine.
Yes.
The song has grown on me. It's not my favorite song on the album, but it's definitely grown on me. And I agree that the chorus is really catchy. I like the chorus a lot. Cool choreography. Love the choreography in the chorus. It's really cool and so fun. Good. And then the dance break was great. I liked the dance break in the music video. I thought that was neat and kind of a nice way to break it up, give us a little something different. I always appreciate a good dance break. I agree with you. I can definitely see the NCT influence, but I liked it. I thought this was really nice. And it's something a little different compared to some of the other stuff Astro's put out, which is always, I think, exciting. It's nice to see people change lanes sometimes and try something new. And I liked it. I like this group. I feel like they have a different mix of people.
Mm-hmm.
There's a nice mix in this group, vocally and rap-wise. For the song, I think I would have enjoyed it more with a little more bass.
Mm-hmm.
I needed something a little bit lower and louder, if that makes sense. Totally. It was all very mid-range. not bad, but again, it wasn't my favorite song on the All Yours album. I think it's a good single, but it's definitely not, for me, it wasn't the standout track. But I understand why it was the release, and I think it serves its purpose really well. So no shade to the label. I think it's a good single. But I want to talk about the album. Let's break down the album, and I'm interested to see kind of what stood out to you.
So one was actually my favorite song. I do like other songs, but one was my favorite. I also really liked SNS. Mm. I liked the beat in it, and I thought the lyrics were just really wholesome. It's just a fun song. Mm-hmm. A little bit of a juxtaposition to some of the other songs. Like one, yeah, I feel like is very strong and intense, and this song is very like wholesome and sweet. And I also really liked Our Spring, which mm-hmm. was like a synthy ballad, which I loved.
Yeah.
Gemini, I love the intro, and I really liked the piano, which was another beautiful ballad. Yeah. So there's a bunch of songs I liked. I had a few on my playlist.
Yeah, I thought it was a really strong album, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's not one where you kind of struggle to pick a few songs that you'd like. It all didn't hit for me, but for me, the second part of the album stood out. It started mm-hmm. to get going for me with the second part of the album. I love All Good. I'm a sucker for that whistle. It's like, yeah, you know, like the NCT song, Make a Wish. I love the whistle. When they utilize a good whistle, I'm into it. And I thought All Good, it's just feel good music. It's happy and infectious, great beat. I also loved Our Spring. I loved mm-hmm. it. It's so sweet and nostalgic with a little bit of bittersweetness, which you know mm-hmm. I'm a fan of. Like I felt the emotion in their vocal performance on that song, especially Moonbin. I thought Moonbin really stood out in that song.
Yes.
Stardust is really romantic and whimsical. It's a nice, nice track. Gemini, great song to end the album. It honestly gave me chills. I thought Eunwoo starts it off and he's so connected in that moment. It's a really beautiful song. And just that opening. Ooh. But what I love about it, then you have Rocky and Jinjin come in with a really intense emotional rap.
Mm-hmm.
I was impressed by them. I was actually impressed by the rappers throughout the whole album. I thought that those two did a really, really good job. All Stars, that's a fun song. It gave me a little like kind of throwback to Jackson 5 at the beginning.
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that the last half of the album for me was stronger and I enjoyed it more. But those would be like All Good, Our Spring, and Stardust are my three favorites. But I think there's a lot of really, really good stuff on this album. I liked it. I genuinely liked it. So congratulations, Astro. Really good.
Should we play a clip?
Yeah, let's play a clip. This is one of Charity's favorite songs, and it's the single. We have to play a clip. This is One by Astro. We come as one.
Don't mind me. I'm just over here dancing in my chair. So good.
It's a good song. It's a good song. I would say if you didn't vibe with it, listen to it a few more times. It definitely grew on me. Each time I hear it, I like it more and more. So give Astro a chance. Can I also just say I love the name Astro? I just love that name. I think it's so fun. I love it. And I love what they incorporate songs that kind of fit in to astronomy, astrology, mm-hmm. you have Stardust and Gemini. It's mm-hmm. very smart. And y'all know we love astrology and all that stuff. So
we sure do.
I like what they're about. I'm definitely vibing with them. Let's talk about biases and bias records.
My favorite time of the show.
So we picked when we did the subunit. We picked with Moonbin and Sanha.
Mm-hmm.
And yours was Moonbin, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And mine was Sanha. Now we've got the whole group. Will things change? Will they stay the same? Will those two get demoted? Will there be a new record? You don't know. It's very exciting, everyone. So I feel like this is going to be very similar to when we reviewed Victon. Right. For those of you who don't know, when we reviewed Victon, who we're massive fans of now, by the way, love them. But, you know, it was our first time being exposed and we picked our biases and we both came in so strong that like, this guy is the star of the group. This guy, I think this is going to be one of the first times we have the same bias because it's so clear that this dude is the star. So my bias in Victon was Sangwoo. I think like in my brain, he's the star and there's no way anyone can pick somebody else. And then Charity comes in and she's like, it's Sejun. He's the star of the group. So I feel like this could happen again with Astro because in choosing my bias, to me, it was the same thing where I'm like, well, him, obviously, which means I might not be right. I learned my lesson. So I wanted to preface what we're about to say with our bias picks that maybe I'm not right. Maybe we're not going to have the same bias this week. What do you think?
I don't think we will. I don't think we will. But I think I know who yours is, but I don't think we have the same bias.
Interesting. Most of you know, Charity never gets my bias right.
Never. It's so rare.
And I usually get yours right, but with this group, I'm a little conflicted. So I will see. Okay, Charity, guess my bias.
Is it Eunwoo?
Yes!
I knew it! Yes!
Oh my God, yes.
I knew it.
Eunwoo is the best, obviously.
As soon as he came on, I immediately, I'm like, that is Emily's bias. Finally, Queen, and finally. I'm sorry to be so loud. I'm so excited because I never get it right.
Yeah, Charity, after almost a year of the show and being friends for at least a decade, Charity's starting to figure out my taste in men. Oh my God, congratulations.
Wow. Oh my God. This feels amazing. I feel like I should like get an award.
Right. He's definitely my bias. And his like blue hair in the music video. Yeah. Love. He's 1,000,000% my bias. I love him.
Okay. He's not my bias.
I could guess that. I didn't think you'd pick him. I knew it because like it was that same thing of like, this guy's the star. And I know Charity's not going to see it that way. We all remember what happened with Victon. So I'm going to pick Moonbin.
Yes.
Yeah. I knew it because you were pretty passionate about him when we reviewed the subunit.
Yeah.
And I didn't think you would change, definitely based on this video serving. So I'm like, she's going to stick with it, man.
Blonde hair. Oh, my goodness. Like, yeah, he looked great.
He looked great. What about Wrecker?
My Wrecker is Jinjin.
Oh, I like Jinjin.
Yeah. Oh, my. When he came on screen with the rap, I was like, okay, pause. Let me go down the rabbit hole. Who are you? Immediately pause. Okay, we need to figure this out.
Yeah, that one makes sense. I mean, he was on my list for you. I just thought, I don't think she's gonna swear for Moonbin, but
okay,
that makes sense.
Is your Wrecker Sanha?
Yes.
Okay.
I still love
someone
him.
Else I think that you would go for.
No. Nope.
Okay.
Good.
Oh, God, look at me. Woohoo.
Charity got it, you guys. That never happens.
Never. I got bias and Wrecker. That's never happened.
But I think in this group, they're so different that it's a little bit easier to pick out types.
No, for sure.
Right? In other groups, there's a lot that are pretty similar personalities and looks-wise, so it gets more specific.
Yeah.
But in this group, I feel like their strength is how different all the members are. It's very, like, easy to kind of, I don't want to say like pick who you like, but pick who you like. I mean, it's a little bit easier. And again, I think they complement each other really well.
Yeah.
These six guys, they have a really nice vibe together. So I'm happy we got to review them and talk about them. And I'm happy our biases are so clear that we guessed it right.
I know. That's exciting.
Yeah. No, I do. Like, Eunwoo, I love. I went down the rabbit hole hard. There's a lot to this man, everyone. So, there is. He's really smart. He's very engaging. He's done some acting. He's tall. He's just a superstar.
Maybe he can fill the void while Baekhyun is away.
Nope.
No one will fill that void in my heart. No one will fill the broken void in my heart. But as you all know, Jungkook has been, you know, he's back really close to number one again. So
yeah. Luckily, come on, JK, you got to pull it up, man. You got to pull it up for Baekhyun.
Oh my God. Wow. Way to bring the mood down, Charity. Now I can't stop thinking about it.
Sorry.
I was just on an astro high, enjoying things, having fun, just floating in space with Astro, thinking about how happy life is. And then Charity brought it back down to reality to make it as leaving.
Maybe you can have a substitute for a while.
Well, obviously no one's going to substitute for him. And now I'm upset. So end of the episode. No, just kidding. just kidding.
All good. Wah, way for me to ruin it.
All good.
It's like Eeyore. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Debbie Downer over here. Seriously. Oh, I love Eunwoo. He's great. Well, maybe he could take some of that space for Baekhyun with Baekhyun leaves. Okay. Okay. Baekhyun fans, I'm with you. We all know that Baekhyun's enlisting soon. It sucks. We'll talk about that later. There's more news around his enlistment. But before we move on from Astro, though, I think it's time for our favorite time of the podcast. Queendom, you know what it is. It's
quiz time.
Ooh, Charity was starting vocals on that one. I went for a harmony. It didn't hit, but, you know, we've got to try new things.
Try new things.
We're like, Astro, we're going to change it up. I think they were probably more successful than us on this go-around.
Maybe just a little bit.
I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to be humble. I know we killed them. All right. I digress. Every week we do a quiz. We do a BuzzFeed quiz around a K-pop group, K-pop topics. The link to the quiz is actually posted in the description of the podcast you're listening to right now. So go ahead and click on the link. Play along with us. We will post this to Twitter, and we love it when you comment underneath with who you got or what your result is. So please let us know. Play along with us. This week's quiz is called We Know Which Astro Member You'll Marry Based on Your Favorite K-pop Concepts.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh la la.
Get ready to get engaged, Emily. Let's do it.
I don't know. It's moving too fast. Baekhyun hasn't even left yet, and here I am.
About to marry someone from Astro.
Okay. Question number one. Are you ready?
Ready.
Let's do it. Do you prefer soft or dark concepts? Dark, soft, somewhere in the middle, neither, both equally, or you'll take anything?
Dark, easily.
Quick. I put both equally. I like it all.
What is your favorite Astro title track? That's a tongue twister. Hide and Seek, Confession, Cat's Eye, Always You, All Night, or Blue Flame?
I'm going to go with Blue Flame.
Samesies.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's hard because those are all kind of different, but Blue Flame is probably the one I listen to the most. Okay, which rapper is your favorite? We know your answer because it's between Jinjin and Rocky. I'm
going to go Jinjin.
I'm going to go with Rocky.
Who is your favorite vocalist? Moonbin, MJ, Eunwoo, or Sanha?
Eunwoo.
Abe.
And yours is?
Oh, Moonbin, sorry. Yeah. I was like, do.
I don't know. You could switch it up on us. He could be your bias, but you think MJ has a better voice. Stuff like that happens.
No, I love him. Moonbin for sure.
All right. What's your favorite Blue Flame track? Blue Flame, Go and Stop, All About You, When the Wind Blows, You're My World, or Can't Choose?
I am going to do Blue Flame.
For me, it's between Blue Flame and Go and Stop, but I also like When the Wind Blows. I'm going to say Can't Choose.
Okay. What's your favorite solo track? Mad Max by Jinjin, Chuck Chuck, forgive me if I totally mess that up, by MJ, Together by Unwoo, Because I Am a Fool by Sanha, Have a Nice Day by Rocky, or You Can't Choose.
Together by Unwoo.
I'm going to do Mad Max by Jinjin.
Ooh.
Oh, I am marrying not my bias or wrecker.
Same.
Twist, BuzzFeed. I am going to marry, I guess, Rocky and I are engaged now, guys.
What? Rocky and I are not. We're engaged.
What? Oh, Rocky, God. This is not Sister Wives, okay? Just so you know. We do not share. Look at him being greedy.
Right. It says, like Rocky, you like sharp and precise in moves and looks. Oh, okay. Your future wedding won't have a hair out of place. Well, that's not true.
That's not me. That's me for sure.
Yeah, you marry Rocky. I'm marrying Unwoo. I was just trying to, you know, slow things up. Don't want bacon to be hurt, but I've just, yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's fun.
That was a fun quiz, though. So thank you so much for listening to us do that. Hopefully you played along. Click the link in the description or the link that we will post on Twitter after the episode has aired. Let us know who you got. I'm hoping that there's another option besides Rocky.
Right?
It's funny that we always get the same ones. Okay.
Even though we picked very different things.
Right.
Okay, BuzzFeed. Okay.
Interesting. Okay. But anyways, congratulations, Astro. I thought that was a really nice comeback.
Yeah.
Very cool. So good on them. I'm sure all of the Aroha, I believe that's the fandom name. Am I right on that? Aroha. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you liked it and you enjoyed the comeback. I know we did. Okay, it's time to move on. Something completely different. Wendy from Red Velvet has finally released solo material. Mini album called Like Water. And the single is called Like Water. Charity, what did you think about the song and the video?
I love her voice so much.
Yeah.
I thought she looked ridiculous. Like, she's looked so ethereal, so beautiful. The video and the way the song sounds with her voice was very tranquil, almost like water flowing over top of you, not to be cheesy, but it just was very relaxing. Mm-hmm. And you know what I really liked? The juxtaposition of her voice, which is not country sounding whatsoever, like not even a little bit. But there were some parts of the instrumental and the song that had like a tinge of like a country sound to it. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like this one guitar part in the beginning, and it kind of sounds like what you would hear in like a country song.
Interesting.
And I was just like, ooh, okay. Because her voice is not like that whatsoever. It's just in the instrumental. Anyway, I like that a lot. I thought that was very fresh and very different. You don't really hear that. I don't even know if it's a slide guitar or what it was, but it's this very distinct sound that you hear in country music. And I heard it in this and I was like, ooh, that's pleasant. I've never heard that kind of instrument used in K-pop.
That's amazing. I didn't pick up on that at all. So now I can't wait to go back and re-listen to it. I just didn't hear it, but that's a really cool observation. So I'm excited to kind of re-listen to it. I thought the song was beautiful. It's just so pretty. The sound, the music, and her voice. It's just lovely. It's just lovely. And it stuck in my head. It's not a forgettable ballad. I thought it was really well produced and constructed. It does kind of stay in your head. But it's very pleasant. There's not a lot of yelling or, you know, like she doesn't oversing or try to prove what a great singer she is. She uses such restraint sometimes that it's impressive because her vocal chops are female vocalist in K-pop. Wendy's one of the best. I mean, she's in the top five for sure. And I think I prefer her to some of the other ones because she's not quite as high as some of the other ones.
Yep.
So I always am excited to hear her. And I thought this was beautiful. The music video.
Right. Goddess.
Ugh. The whole video looked like a painting. And there was one part where she's standing in front of a Monet type painting. She's wearing this red dress. It looks like she fits in the painting. It's so stunning. And throughout the video, there's settings and kind of scenery like that. It's just breathtakingly beautiful. And it fit the song very well. I thought the whole thing was really, really beautiful and well done. It's a great effort and a great look for her. You know, like,
she's beautiful.
Yeah. She looks
I wanted her clothes.
Oh, so pretty. Every outfit, the styling in this video, she looked phenomenal. And I liked it too, because it was, she's grown, you know, mm-hmm. and it was all very appropriate. She still looked beautiful and sexy without wearing like slutty revealing clothing.
Yep.
That wouldn't have matched the song, or that would have looked like she was trying too hard. Mm-hmm. She looked sophisticated, beautiful, glamorous, like everything yes. that I feel yeah. like you would want to look like in a music video with that type of song. They nailed it. She looked phenomenal. So yeah, we need to get those stylists. Can you guys just dress me every day? My
please.
T-shirt and yoga pants, I know I need to change. It's been a long year in quarantine.
Right?
So wearing normal clothes again is a little scary. I can't imagine wearing outfits like she did, but if SM stylists want to help us out, awesome.
Right. Makeover time.
Right? So that was the single, Like Water. What other songs did you like on the album?
Oh, can I just say this album was just all my favorite kind of ballads.
Mm-hmm.
So beautiful. So it starts off with When the Rain Stops, which is this beautiful piano ballad. And I feel like I'm immediately in a supper club having a drink, watching her sing. Like, that's where this album kind of transported me. Mm. Like watching her perform, which I love those kinds of performances. So I love that. And then I also really loved The Road, which was a more of a jazzy ballad.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. And my last favorite song is Best Friends, which she sings with Solgi. And that is another beautiful ballad. And oh my goodness.
It's very reminiscent of like right? BTS Friends with Tae yeah, and but, Jimin, like a song.
But I liked it better. No, just to them, I just thought their vocals were so beautiful. There's something so simple about a piano with the vocal,
yep.
just very stripped down. I mean, they definitely gave us a run for our money for vocalists together, I have to say. They really did. Yeah. We should be a little afraid. I mean,
well, I don't know, Charity. I think the Queendom hears us do quiz time every week, and we do it live. We have thrown remixes in. We change it up every week. And I don't know another duo that could do that. So
Yeah,
they were impressive. This was a nice performance. But I'd like to see them nail quiz time every week.
Right.
Like we
I mean, come on. Let's see. Who can do that? I'm not sure. I digress. What songs did you like?
My favorites were Like Water. I love the single. I thought it was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I'm With You on the Road. That jazzy ballad,
right.
It sounded really dramatic. It almost made me think of like a good off-Broadway play.
Mm-hmm.
It had certain chords that kind of reminded me of that. And I love how soft she starts off and the lyrics about kind of walking down this familiar place where you used to walk with your lover. It was really like a cinematic, should be in a movie type thing. Really dynamic, interesting song and nice strings. I'm a sucker for strings when they come mm-hmm. in a ballad. I'm like, yeah, here we go. So I really liked The Road. But all in all, I mean, this was her solo debut, finally. And I loved it. I thought it was a great mini album. There's not a song that you're going to skip. They're all very pretty. I think they all go together. You know, it fits mm-hmm. a concept. It's not yes. five random songs that are reaching and trying. Yeah. And I love that they stuck with slower, more ballad type songs. We know Wendy can do fast stuff. Hello, she's in Red Velvet. Like Wendy can do fast pop songs and dance and do the whole thing. I love that for her solo debut, they stuck with slower songs that showcase her vocals. Really smart.
Well, I feel like that's kind of who she is.
Yeah.
I go back to our Christmas episode, and one of my favorite songs was her doing a cover of a Christmas song, and she did like a jazzy kind of slow ballady version of it. I forget what song it was now. Anyways, and what they were showcasing were her vocals. That was yeah. it. And oh my God, they're just so strong. Like, she's not out here trying to be like a pop no. star. She is a true vocalist.
Exactly. She's a singer. She's a vocalist. Yeah. And she's done a lot of successful OST soundtrack songs. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is kind of, yeah, it's who she is. And I just love that they didn't veer too far away from that. Yeah. They stuck true to it. And the songs are good songs. She had a lot to work with and she was able to show different colors in her voice. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was really, really nice. I like Wendy. I like her. There's something about her that I'm like, yeah. I mean, I like Red Velvet. I think the Queen is we're Red Velvet fans. So it's easy to root for Wendy, but I was really pleased with how this album turned out. So let's play a clip. Do you want to play a clip?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay, so you can hear what we've been talking about. Hopefully you all like it as much as we did. This is Wendy's single, Like Water.
My love is like water.
Pretty.
So pretty. Just beautiful. And I love the way she holds out notes without runs. You know, that's like so much harder to do vocally. And I think that's why a lot of singers do runs. You think it's so they can show off, ooh, what a cool run. But really, it's a way to break up a long note that they can't hold. Mm-hmm. I love how Wendy holds things out. And it's so clear. Just beautiful. What a singer.
Good job, Wendy.
I'm like such a big fan of it. I think it's also nice because it's rare to get a K-pop album that's slow songs and ballads. Mm-hmm. I love the direction K-pop's going. There's so many jazz elements in songs
right now.
From
Bacon's
last week, which gave us kind of a jazzy neo-soul. Wendy's giving us some ballads invoked with jazz. It's really, really cool. I'm happy to see that that's the direction they're going. If you mix that with like Solid Gold, we're set.
Oh my goodness, right? It's our favorite things.
We're set. The future of K-pop is bright. I'm really, really excited about musically the direction it's going. I'm not a massive EDM fan. So everything that was kind of laced with that, I was like, eh.
I didn't like it, but I was getting a little tired of it.
Same. Yeah. This? Yes.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay. Let's move on to something a little different. Hoshi from 17. Hoshi released a single and a music video called Spider. Mm-hmm. Talk about something different. We're going from the ballad to a really jazzy, sexy, cool. I have so much to say about this. Let's get your thoughts first, Charity. What did you think of Hoshi Spider?
Freaking loved it. Oh my goodness. So I was not expecting this from him at all. I was like, okay, someone's grown. It just really surprised me in the best way. I loved the video. I loved all the visuals. I loved the choreography. I loved when he went into his falsetto. Mm-hmm. The song reminded me a little bit, doesn't sound exactly, but the same vibe of like a Jamiroquai song.
Yeah.
Like a same kind of vibe to it.
A 1,000,000%. I thought the loved same it. Thing.
You did? Okay. All right. Now that we do that.
And I think the video is a little bit reminiscent. A virtual
so good.
It's funny. Like Charity and I, just full disclosure, we don't talk about our opinions till we're on air so we can have these conversations. I was wondering what you thought of this because I love it.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I thought the song, it's so cool. I like the water drop effect. Like I think that's always interesting when they do that in songs and it works really well. The video is next level. It's next level. Good.
Oh my gosh.
I love how they use those metal frames as a spider web and the way he uses his body. It's so great. The chorus, he serves vocals on the chorus. Fantastic. Like you said, when he hits that falsetto, okay. I love the part in the music video with the white paint. He's using his body to paint. I thought that was very interesting. Visually, I think this video is so interesting. It's hard to come up with a new concept that we haven't seen. And I thought the way they used those metal frames and the color, It was amazing. I loved, loved it. At the end, they kind of light up the frames and they've got black lights going on and a lot of other things. I thought that was really cool. It's nice when a video builds to more intensity. Mm-hmm. I also liked the texture in the video. There was a lot of texture. It felt like, it's hard to describe, but it felt like
you could
feel it. Like it was really, it was just a really good video. Whoever directed that, oof.
And knocked such it a departure from 17. That's why I was so blown away, because they're a little more.
They're more pop, I would say.
Yeah. Even that last one, Home Run, was very like newsy and like Broadway and, you know, like left, right, like Cupid Shuffle, we called it. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that I didn't have high expectations. I really didn't. I didn't really think of it. I'm like, okay, it'll be like, you know, another kind of 17 song just with him. I'm shocked. And like, this is the best thing. I loved it so much.
I did too. I just thought your Jamiroquai thing, it's spot on. I mean, this is like really soulful, jazzy pop. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. This is the sound that I'm naturally super attracted to.
Me too.
And right? It's just like, okay, this is in the pocket. This is in my vibe. It reminds me a little bit of what Wonho's been doing.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of a similar sound, which I love. I just thought this was really, really good. And I know I'm gushing about the video, but the video is so good, you guys. You have to watch it.
You gotta watch it. It's so good.
So good. And it's different. I just felt like, oh, this is refreshing.
Yeah.
This is different. This is really, really cool. And I loved how they incorporated the dancers. The physicality was really great. He really kind of encapsulated it being a spider. It was so cool.
I hope this means he's going to do an album, because I cannot wait if he does. Oh my goodness.
For sure. I agree with you. This paints him in a different light for me.
Yeah.
To be honest, it makes me more excited for 17 releases in the future. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure the Carrots are losing their mind over this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Is there anything like us, they would be.
Yeah. I mean, they're not like our top group, and I was blown away. But Hoshi, there's a lot of talent there. That's a great feature for him. Really.
Mm-hmm. I'm so impressed. Like, beyond.
Right?
Yeah.
I agree. I'm so happy you liked it. Because again, like, we don't talk about this previously. Yeah. And I thought, I'm obsessed with this.
Yeah, me too.
So cool. Let's play a clip. I want the queendom to hear what we're obsessed about. Okay, this is Spider by Hoshi from 17. I love it. I love it. It's just such a great sound. The chorus is so nice in the song. It's just cool. Like, if you picture something really cool, like this is it. It's just cool. Dude is so cool. Shout out to Hoshi from 17. You killed it. So good. I can't wait to hear more from him.
Yeah.
Transitioning into something that's a little darker, Charity. Okay. So BTS, our boys BTS, put out a Japanese single and accompanying music video called Film Out. Whew, there's a lot to talk about here. Ooh, okay. I have to gather my thoughts. Charity, what did you think?
Well, first, can I just say that I hate the new big hit music intro? I just want to preface this with that.
Charity started the review with some positivity here.
No, I love the rest of it. But when that started, I was like, really? Big hit? This? No. Absolutely not. No, we need the doot. No, this is not working for me. Anyways.
Charity doesn't see what change.
No, I don't. But especially because we all are, for how many years now? 8 years now we've had that bloop, bloop sound. I'm not doing it justice, but you know what I'm talking about. And now it's just this I don't even know what this is, but it's just unsatisfying.
It's big hit music, not big hit entertainment. And yeah, it's a different logo, a different sound.
But they, for something more recent, they had it and it said big hit music, but it still had the bloop bloop.
I don't know, Charity. Anyways,
so I just wanted to get that off my chest because I was not a fan, but whatever. I guess it's going to stay. So I have to get used to it.
We have to get used to all the changes with that label. We'll talk about more of that later. There's a lot going on with Hybe music.
But to get back to BTS, oh my gosh. I like you. I don't even know where to start. Like, I think it's clear that this is a continuation of the story. To me, even though it doesn't have like the BU anywhere in it, I think that it clearly is a continuation. Jen keeps going into parallel universes with all the doors, and he walks into one and he's watching everyone in the room. And then it's confirmed that Tae sees him and he is in an alternate universe because Tae walks up and sees him.
Well, and Jungkook notices too, right?
Oh, he does?
You think? Yeah, there's that part where Jungkook sees the hourglass when Jin's looking at it.
That's
and
right.
And he looks at it and
I forgot about that.
There's so much. I agree with you 1,000,000%. This is all connected. Like,
yeah,
we're seeing more of the universe. I think the way the lyrics of the song tie into the universe is insanely heartbreaking. So the song, first of all, we have to talk about the song. I think it's so, so stunning. It's so beautiful. I knew what this song was about, right, before I read the lyrics. I think in good music, you don't need the lyrics to know the tone and where we are. Mm-hmm. And I knew right away with JK and Jimin, they sounded so pure and sad at the beginning. And I thought, here we go.
Oh.
It's a very, very, very sad song about loss. It's reminiscent to me of Spring Day. Mm-hmm. It's a kind of remembering and a lot of bittersweet stuff. I think this one's maybe even more heartbreaking than Spring Day. Spring Day still has some hope. Spring is going to come. This one's tough. And when it starts and they're all in white, and I was like, what's going on? Are they dead? What is happening?
Right.
That was my thought. Are they in heaven? What is happening? And then you see Jin walk in. And when he walked into frame and you could see that he was watching all of them in that room.
And watching himself.
I completely lost it. Because it's such an emotional song anyway. Ugh. Beautiful. Beautiful. Like,
is it that he is, I mean, how I took it was maybe they are in heaven and maybe he sees what'll happen if he doesn't change something.
Well, I think there's a lot that we can, it was one of the universes, right?
Yeah.
And he saw them and then realizes when the hourglass fills up, he didn't save them.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to leave, go out that door and go into something else to try to save them. I think that's one way to look at it. I think another way to look at it is maybe Jin is the one that passed while he was trying to save all of them. And Tae is now taking over, trying to save Jin and keep everything moving.
Oh my God, you're going to make me cry. Oh my gosh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, I think that could be because.
And then the fire part?
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't escape? Oh my God, I didn't even think. Like, this is hitting me right now. Oh my gosh. I didn't even see that until you're now saying it. And now I'm like putting it together. Oh my goodness, I can totally see that.
Right? I'm just, the storyline is so beautiful and very sad that BTS has told through this whole time. I'm so happy they got back to it. I think it matches the song so well. And those la-la-las are so beautiful and haunting.
Right. Oh,
the high harmonies they do throughout this song are perfection.
Oh my God, the harmonies.
Oh. Perfection. I mean, their high harmonies are insane. I just thought it was so beautiful and so well done, but I literally was grasping my chest and crying when Jin walked in. It felt so heavy and like I got what was going on. Even just picturing people who have passed and remembering them in that room with you and then they disappear, it's very emotional and they connected it.
At the end, it says, and I reach out my hand and you suddenly disappear. Mm-hmm. And Tae reaches out his hand and then Jin is gone. You're right. Oh my gosh. Why did I not put that together before?
I think that's what it is. I mean, these are just our theories. Like, if you're a BTS fan and you can go on Twitter, Weverse, and everyone's giving their theories. But I took it as it can be one of two things when I watched the video. The lyrics say that multiple times. Like, the lyrics start with Jungkook saying, "You in my imagination, you are so vivid as if you're right there. But I reach out my hand and you suddenly disappear." Right. And then, "From all the memories stored in my heart, I gather up the ones of you, link them together, gazing at them projected across the room. I feel you with every burst of pain."
Ugh. Ugh.
And Jin's going to be the first to enlist.
Yeah.
I wonder if the climax of the story is going to happen when he goes.
I mean, that would be smart. I think that would be really smart.
Yeah.
But whenever it is, what a great way to bring us back to the universe.
I've been waiting for this.
Like, yeah, we've talked about it quite a bit. We were really disappointed when that all fell off. The story ended. Oh, well, the story hasn't ended. And I feel like they've been building up to Tae taking over for a long time with him and Jim seeing each other when other people don't. I think Jungkook noticing is a really interesting thing now. Like, that shocked me. So there's a lot going on in this BTS universe. And this was just amazing. I was not expecting something back in the storyline.
Especially for a Japanese release.
A song that was so heartbreaking. I couldn't believe it. Well, this song also, it's going to be used. It's the leading song from a Japanese movie called Signal Long-Term Unsolved Case Investigation Team.
Ooh,
yeah. It's like the, you know, the soundtrack song for a movie and then also solo release. And I want to give a special shout out to my man, JK, because he co-wrote the lyrics.
Aw, JK, look at him.
He's coming from my heart, Charity. Depressing lyrics.
He is. And he had blonde hair in that video, too. So
he knows what he's doing.
No dummy.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. He's like, "Let me write the saddest, most depressing song." Perfect. It's what I love. It's what I live for. Give me those dark songs. But I thought this one... it's such a relatable sadness that I think was very specific. So it was great songwriting, but a beautiful music video.
Ugh. Yeah, it's a BTS I've been waiting for.
Yeah, this is just amazing. It's, BTS, we love you so much. Really cool. Really, really cool. Let's play a clip so everyone can hear those beautiful la-la-las. They don't have to hear our voices. Even though we all know we're capable.
I know. I mean, yes. We have to give BTS a chance too to shine.
Yeah. let's let them harmonize too. I mean, I don't know. Anything can be quiz time, but they'll give it a try. Yeah. This is Film Out by BTS. Oh, la 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 la. It's so pretty.
So pretty. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I love BTS. I mean, like, they were the first group that got us into K-pop, right?
And yeah.
It's funny with some songs and things like this. It just makes me fall in love with them again. And it's a reminder of like, oh yeah, like they're amazing. I thought this was really great. I've liked some of their Japanese singles though before. Like, I love Let Go. But they have some good Japanese singles.
Yeah.
And then they're releasing like a best of. I think that's in June. And it's going to have versions of all these songs in Japanese. I think there'll be a few that we've never heard before. So
cool.
That's something to look forward to. And we have more BTS news towards the end of the episode. But we're back in the universe, Charity. We have the storyline. I just hope that this continues. I hope it wasn't just like an Easter egg for us and we don't get to see the story for another 2 years again.
I know. Oh my goodness. I would be so upset.
Right? I can't handle it. I'm also, speaking of being upset, I'm still very nervous about the BTS World Tour because those dates are going to be starting up beginning of summer. And I feel like things here aren't quite ready yet. It's all the concerts have been pushed to fall. And let's just hope they honor everyone's tickets.
I feel like they have to because people will lose their minds.
Yeah, I'm going to be mega disappointed. And there will be people that have said, no, I want the refund. So there'll be limited tickets available.
Yeah.
They won't be ours.
But don't make the rest of it. Oh my gosh. We worked so hard.
I know. I can't go through that again.
I can't. It was so much anxiety.
Getting BTS concert tickets is probably the highest anxiety I've ever had around getting concert tickets. Right.
And the PTSD after you get them, like you're still just like
exhausted. Exhausted,
but the anxiousness of like, if there's a next concert announced, that there it comes again, are we going to get tickets? There you have to have like a plan of attack.
Yeah. You know what I will say though? I'm excited for that again. I'm excited to text you and be like, oh my God, NCT is going on tour. Okay, which shows do we want to go to? Like, start the plan of attack. I can't wait for these live shows again.
Like how many devices and phone calls were like texting and on the phone and
this, yeah, because then we're insane. Because then we're texting each other. Okay, I got here. What did you get? Okay, I'll get my seats up. Like it's always that.
Right. How far along is your little guy walking on the screen?
Yeah. I'm 10,000 people back. Oh my God.
Right. Oh gosh.
I'm sure all of you can relate to this.
Right.
Especially Army. Yeah. And what's horrible for tickets, not for us, but there's so many new armies.
Mm-hmm.
From Carpool Karaoke to right now, BTS has picked up so many new fans. Think about Dynamite. Oh my goodness. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough time for all of us. May the odds be ever in your favor. Hopefully we get to keep
mostly in our favor. No,
but in ours, I just hope we get to keep those seats. So
yeah, I'm not even going to be greedy. I just want to keep what we have because they're pretty good.
We will be updating you all as soon as we know about any of these concerts. So far, it's just been cancellations and postponements. But I feel pretty hopeful that we will be at a K-pop concert before the end of the year. So
yeah, same.
Something to look forward to. So Film Out by BTS, it's number one on the Oricon chart right now. That's like the equivalent of the Billboard charts in Japan. So it's the number one single. They're killing it. The number one album, however, is by the boys of Treasure. So Treasure, I know. Treasure released their first Japanese album. It went to number one. And the single is a song called Beautiful. What do you think of Beautiful?
I just love how diverse this group is. Mm-hmm. They can do any song and it'd be so good. Like they can go from like, which is so aggressive and my favorite song of theirs, hands down. And then this is so fresh. It's so young sounding and it sounds so hopeful. Like without even having to read the lyrics, it just sounds like such a hopeful song. And I love the colors. It was very like pastel and pretty and just very like springtime. And with springtime, there's hope because there's new beginnings. And that's just kind of like the feeling I got from this song. Just like hopefulness.
Yeah, I agree. It's really Treasure's on a roll. They're killing it. I mean, I loved their last release. My Treasure is probably my favorite Treasure song. I listen to that every week. I think this is another hit, and clearly it is. It's charting well. I love the song. It's cute, sweet, and happy. It feels like a kind of a soaring ode to young love.
Yeah. Yes.
Like this just really happy, floating in the clouds. And I think the video and everything, you mentioned fresh. I think it's very fresh and age appropriate. We've talked about the Treasure before. They're a young group. Sometimes when I watch, I'm like, ooh, wow, he looks young. Yeah. I love that they showcase, we can do this too, and we're going to do this.
Yeah.
And I think these kind of lighter, cute concepts really work for them. And a lot of groups can't pull off both sides, right? Like cute.
Yeah, it seems like it's forced with some groups, but with them, the diversity of their music, it doesn't seem like it's scattered. It really fits because they do it, they execute it so well.
So well. I mean, they're super talented. And I just like these really happy, bubbly songs. I agree with you. It's spring. Let's get out the pretty pastels and flip the clouds and sing a song called Beautiful. It just feels very happy.
Yeah.
So I liked it. I'm happy for Treasure. I really root for them because I like the songs. I think they, you know, we've talked about YG and some issues with how YG has handled Blackpink. But I think what they're doing with Treasure really works.
Yeah.
They're onto something here. And I think there's a lot of longevity with this group. So huge props to Treasure. I think we should probably listen to it after the sadness of Film Out by BTS. Right? Let's bring the vibe back up. This is Beautiful by Treasure. It's a happy pill.
Yeah, it's such a happy pill.
Beautiful is a happy pill. And I think this one's going to kind of join my Treasure for me. Literally, that's a happy pill song for me. I put that on all the time. This is right there with it. It's like, it's really, really nice.
Yeah. Good job, guys. So proud of them. Yeah.
Shout out to Treasure. A lot of great music this week. There wasn't anything
so much,
liked. Yeah.
Oh, makes me so happy.
I mean, this is why K-pop is amazing, though, because you can talk about older groups, younger groups, solo songs. The variety of what they're putting out is phenomenal. I just love it. Okay, let's move on to Kingdom. So we've talked about this a little bit. We've talked about the performances. There's a new episode tomorrow. The new episodes, I think they come out every Thursday. I'm still trying to figure out how Mnet works, but I'm pretty sure new episode tomorrow. But what we've seen were those kind of introductory performances. And then they released a clip of all the guys behind the scenes, right? So practicing, meeting each other, all that stuff. And then they did the rankings. So I kind of want to talk about the rankings. I'm curious on your thoughts. So last week, and for those of you who haven't watched Kingdom, it's a reality show, a competition show with six K-pop groups. It's called Kingdom Legendary War. And they compete every week. And I think groups get eliminated. I'm not sure if they stay the whole time. And there's just a scoreboard. I guess that could be the way it works. But you're trying to get first place. You want to be the last one standing at the end. And the voting is a little different too. It's not just fan votes. It's a lot of different categories that make up the voting pool, which I think is a little bit confusing.
Maybe done that way on purpose. I don't know.
Yes, exactly. Fan votes count for a little bit. Views count for a little bit. And then there's industry people. Okay. And I believe the groups vote as well. So I don't know. The whole thing's a little bit confusing. We're a big fan of all the groups. We talked a little bit about the performances before. Okay, Charity. So the rankings of the first six performances. They announced third, fourth, and fifth place, but they left us hanging for who is first, second, and sixth. So first, let's just get down to the ones that were announced. Third place was BTOB. They did that all-in-white ballad. They were the only group that did slow songs, showed off their vocal chops. SF9 came in fourth place, and they did, like, you know, the suits, good guy, very suave. And then ATEEZ came in fifth. What are your thoughts on these three?
So I don't think BTOB should have got a third place. I thought that the vocalists were really strong, but I didn't think the rap was strong at all. I really just didn't think so. I think Changbin just killed the rap when he performed. And the guy in, forgive me, I don't remember his name, and BTOB that was rapping, it just was weak sauce to me. So I don't agree with that being third place whatsoever. As much as I do love ATEEZ, I do think that their dancing was phenomenal. But I think their vocals were a little shaky. So I'm not, maybe they should have got fourth. I don't think they should have got fifth. SF9, okay, fine. I'm fine with that one.
Yeah, I'm fine with that one. I love ATEEZ. We've talked about them all the time. I think that that's an okay placement for them. I wasn't upset when I saw them at fifth because most of the groups did similar type stuff, you know, tricks and choreography, not a lot of singing or live rapping. And I think when you base it on that, ATEEZ's kind of tricks weren't at the level of some of the other groups.
Yeah.
But I think for them, it's going to be amazing motivation, and we're going to see a ridiculous performance next week's episode. SF9, a little bit surprising. I would have probably put a tease above them, but that's only because I'm not as familiar with SF9. And clearly they have a loyal fan base in Korea. So that wasn't totally shocking. I disagree with you on BTOB. I actually think it makes sense that BTOB are third because that was a slow song. So his rap wasn't going to be really aggressive. It's hard to rap on a ballad, especially like a love song. It's not like an angry breakup song. So I think that he had a hard job. And I think BTOB, they're seniors. They get a lot of respect because they've been around, and vocally they killed it. And I thought it was very, very smart because I kind of get sick of watching groups do the same thing over and over again. You can only watch so much of the dancing. It's interesting, but I want to hear vocals. And BTOB served the vocals. And to me, they were the only group that really did that. Icon a little bit as well. But I'm okay with BTOB as third. I think they'll be in it for a while. I don't think they're going anywhere, but I can't wait to see what they do next week. So we have three groups left. 1, 2, and number 6. Of the three groups left, we have Icon, Stray Kids, and The Boys. I think this is really tough because I think I know what the order is and I feel bad about it. What do you think?
If they put Stray Kids at number 6, I will break something because they do not deserve that. They were exceptional. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a stay, but based on those performances, they were so aggressive. They hit the vocals. They had cool props. I'm sorry. If they are last and a tease and BTOB and SF9 beat them and they had a way stronger performance, I will have a fit.
I don't think they are last.
Okay, good. Okay, fine. I can calm down.
I think based on the preview, if you saw the preview for the next episode, the shock of everyone, I don't think Stray Kids are last. They better be
number one.
They're going to be one or two. My initial thoughts, no. Icon's going to be number one.
What?
Yeah, for sure. Icon is so respected. They're so respected. They gave a great performance.
It was good.
I think Icon and Stray Kids are going to be one and two. And I think what's a shame in that is The Boys are going to be in last place. And The Boys don't
deserve it. Yes, that's what I'm saying. That makes me angry. That modern dance part they did.
Stunning. Stunning. I would put, to me, the top three performances were probably Icon, Stray Kids, and The Boys. I'm not sure what order. Obviously, I'm a loyal stay. I always want them at number one. But I'm okay with Icon getting number one. But I wouldn't put any of those three in the bottom three.
No, no.
So I'm sad about it because any of them that land in the bottom three, I feel bad for. They don't deserve it. They killed the performance. I think based on the clips they showed for next week, The Boys are the last place. And then I think Stray Kids might have stolen first place. They could get it. We will see.
If The Boys are in last place, I'm sorry, this is rigged. Like, I'm not even, like, that's ridiculous because that's insane. I love a tease, but The Boys were way better than a tease. Like, hands down, way better.
I completely agree. Well, I think they were better than SF9.
Yeah.
If you want to put The Boys at fourth, okay, fine, I can deal with that. But their performance was really good. So, but I would say the same thing, obviously, for Stray Kids and Icon. You can't put them last place. They killed it.
No.
They killed it.
That's why I don't really trust this voting process they have.
Not at all. Well, the thing is, like, only 10% of the vote is YouTube views of the performance. And right now, Stray Kids are killing it. Last time I looked, they had 7 million. In comparison, a group like ATEEZ had like 2.5 million. So Stray Kids are killing it. And something I thought was very, very interesting. On social media this week, the Korean fans were shocked that Stray Kids were killing it. Shocked. And thought that the Stray Kids fandom had to be cheating because there's no way they're that popular. Excuse me? Ugh. It's just mind-boggling. There's an entire world outside of Korea that loves K-pop music. Look at us. Stray Kids are massive internationally. Mm-hmm. I think they're the third or fourth K-pop group in terms of downloads in the world. They're insanely popular, and it makes me sad that their own country doesn't give them love and show them support. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. And I thought something really interesting with Stray Kids. You all know how we feel about Hyunjin's hiatus. It's terrible. We've talked about it a lot, so we won't get on that soapbox. But he was in the first performance. He's in those episodes.
Yeah.
When they can not show him, they don't. You know, you don't get to see him talk or anything. But they didn't edit him out of the performance. And there was no backlash. There were no issues.
Yeah.
So I'm just so shocked that JYP isn't relenting. It's been like over 40 days and
yeah,
he's still on hiatus. Meanwhile, Mingyu from 17 is back with his group. And the accusations against him were far more severe. They were proven false. And now everything's fine. I don't understand. I don't understand it. But we're going to have to get used to it because next week's episode of Kingdom, each group was given another group's song and they have to do their version of it. So Stray Kids will get a BTOB song. I don't know really who's getting what, but you know, like a tease will have to do an Icon song, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think that'll be really cool because that'll kind of show like their creativity, how mm-hmm. they approach those songs. I'm so excited for those performances. So we'll talk about it next week. But I'm prepared that Hyunjin won't be there for Stray Kids. And that's a huge blow to them because it's a huge blow. Well, that's a shame. That's it for Kingdom this week. Okay, so what are your final predictions? 1, 2, and 6. Who are your predictions?
I think Icon will get 1. I think Stray Kids will get 2. And I think the boys will get 6. But I don't agree with any of it.
Who would you put of those three? Who's 1, 2?
I would put Stray Kids 1, the boys 2, and Icon 6.
Okay.
Again, I would rather have Icon like 3, but
yeah.
with the numbers we have left,
yeah,
that's
I think I think Stray Kids might get a win. I'm going to go on a limb and say Stray Kids 1, Icon 2, the boys 6. We will see. It'll be exciting. Even if it's like totally rigged and the right group doesn't win, because they never do in reality yeah. shows. The best singer never wins American Idol or The Voice. You know, the yeah. right people never win. It's just fun to watch. I think we're going to get a lot of good performances. So,
mm-hmm. content. So, yay.
Yay. We'll talk about that next week. Now let's get to the news. Huge, huge news. Very exciting news came out today. EXO comeback announced today on their 9th anniversary. First of all, I can't believe EXO debuted 9 years ago.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's been a while that they've been killing it. And we got a comeback. We got a video clip of them on set filming the music video. They played a little snippet of a song, but I don't know the date. I don't know if this is going to be an album or just a song. I cannot imagine if it's an album. That'll be insane.
Yeah, that would be amazing, but then they can't promote it.
Yeah, I mean, Chanel's already enlisted. Yeah, there's some issues there with promotion. But, I mean, Bacon didn't promote Bambi. He's not performing it. And it's his highest selling album. Before it came out, it sold over 800,000 copies.
No Bacon.
I know. So either way, I'm just so excited for that. Their last comeback was Obsession, which I still feel like Obsession deserved so much better. That album is so good. That album
so good.
Is so good. But whether this is a song or mini album or an album, I know we'll gladly take anything EXO wants to put out. That's amazing news. So Charity mentioned it. Debbie Downer over here while we were talking about Astro. Bacon is enlisting. He announced it. We spoke about it last week. We have the date now. May 6th, Bacon's birthday will be the darkest day of my life. Get ready, everyone. It's going to be a tough podcast that week. But the interesting news is Bacon is not going to be in the armed forces. He'll go do the required boot camp, and then he's going to be a civil servant, not active duty.
Okay.
So civil servant would be someone like a traffic cop or, you know, someone that's on desk duty for
mm-hmm.
transportation or things of that nature. The bad news with all of this is that's a longer commitment. If he went and was active duty, that's more of like a year and a half, but
mm-hmm.
he's a civil servant. So it's going to be 2 years.
Ugh.
I know. And he had to do it. I don't think this is what Bacon wanted. He was trying to manifest it. He put it into the universe. He would only be gone a year and a half, but he didn't clear medical protocol because Bacon has a thyroid condition. He found out he had it before EXO debuted. So he takes medication every day for his thyroid. And apparently that's enough that it disqualifies you from active duty.
I know. So that kind of stinks. And it kind of stinks that Regan has a medical issue that we didn't know about, you know. Luckily, I think that's pretty manageable with medication.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he's responsible with it, but more bacon news. It's been a crazy week. We wish him the best, and I'm sure we'll talk about it on May 6th, close to that date when the podcast airs. But Bacon will be a civil servant. I did read something, though, that said the good news is he'll be able to come home every night and sleep in his own bed. So
that's nice.
That's the case. If he's stationed near home, that'd be amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like going to work. But you can't, like, I don't know how much he can work on music or anything of that nature. I'm just not sure how things work with enlistment in Korea. We've talked about it a lot, and I think we're both like, I still don't quite get all the details. So
yeah. And they're not allowed to do social media, right?
I don't think so. I don't think so. No. So, but I don't know. I mean, we're definitely not the most educated on enlistment in Korea. So
yeah.
You know, apologies if we have anything wrong here. In better news, the 8 from 17 announced a comeback today, and he's going to drop it like later this week. So I'm guessing in a couple of days we'll have some new stuff from the 8. If it's anything like Hoshi's,
right? This is exciting. Buckle up.
This is something to look forward to. And Hypen announced a comeback on April 26th. Ooh. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
To me, they're a young group that I think has endless potential. They're so good. And they have every single component that you need. Yeah, I'm super, super psyched for that comeback. Another group that I'm high on is Ace, but some sad news for Ace. Wow is on hiatus due to anxiety and depression.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's sad. I think Ace is really primed to have a breakout year, and that's tough when, you know, they're only 5, and
that's a Wow's
an important member. So
yeah,
that's a tough, tough break for Ace. Sending Wow some good thoughts. That's tough to deal with, and, you know, take all the time you need, honestly. Like, the fans will still be here. You're going through a mental health crisis. Take care of yourself. Take the pressure off and go deal with your stuff. Everyone will still be here. So we're just wishing the best for him. And hopefully, you know, things get better soon. Another bright note. BTS. We talked about the Best Of album, the Japanese Best Of, that's going to be coming out in June. But Charity, we've got a comeback on our hands with BTS.
Woohoo!
Right. There's rumors. The rumors are May. BTS come back in May. There were pictures that they were filming. It looked like they were filming a music video. And
maybe we'll get that Ariana song.
Well, we'll get to that in a second. There's a lot with that. But there were pictures of them like filming a music video. And you know when Big Hit doesn't deny something, it's true. And they didn't deny it. So let's anticipate a BTS comeback in May. Can't wait. Perfect way to start the summer. Rosé from Blackpink finally released the music video for Gone. And she had said like a statement that if she got a certain amount of followers, she would do the WAP challenge, the Cardi B and song.
I love it.
So she did. It was cute. Like Cardi kind of teased her about it. Because, you know, they did a song together. Cardi was on Blackpink's
album.
So I thought that was cute. Rosé's version of the WAP challenge is like the sweetest, least dirty version of that dance I've ever seen. I don't know how to pull that off, but I mean, for those of you that don't know, it's a very suggestive sexual song and dance, but she did it in a way that didn't seem inappropriate or over the top in any way. I was shocked. I was like, look at Rosé.
I love Rosé.
It was really cute. Huge, massive news. So you brought up Ariana Grande. We had a feeling BTS would be doing a song with Ariana Grande. We just feel like the writing's on the wall. Perhaps the reason we felt that way is because this has all been in the works. So HYBE, which is the new name of the umbrella company of BTS, of Big Hit, HYBE last week made a massive deal. They acquired 100% of Ithaca Holdings. What that means is that they own everything Scooter Braun owned. Scooter Braun is a superstar manager and guy in the music industry here in the States. He is most famous for Justin Bieber's career, Ariana Grande, Demi Lovato, all of that. Well, guess who owns all of them now? Big Hit, HYBE. HYBE owns them. So if you think about it, BTS, you know, they grew up loving Justin Bieber. How many times have we heard Jungkook,
yeah,
Justin Bieber? Now the label that they helped build owns Justin Bieber. It's insane. I don't think we can overstate how big this deal is. And I kind of want to backpedal on some of the stuff we said with what Big Hit was doing, because we were very concerned about them trying to make it in America, get into the American record label game, you know, that would dilute the product and kind of screw things up for K-pop in America and raising it. Now I understand that was never the plan. They're not turning, you know, into Western and a Western label. They're taking over the Western music market with the K-pop mentality and the K-pop label. And I think
works for me
in that way. How exciting is that?
Yeah. Like,
it's just a massive, massive deal. And I feel bad that I doubted Bang PD, because this is a big, 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 big deal. I mean, it was a huge story. It broke in Variety and for kind of showbiz news in the United States, music news. This is a massive story everywhere. So I do believe that'll mean way more collaborations.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Ariana Grande one's a pretty safe bet at this point. You never know.
Yeah.
But there's other groups too, like Big Machine. That's a lot of country acts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you have all of those pop acts that are massive worldwide. And then you have country acts who are huge. Thomas Rhett, Florida Georgia Line, Lady A. A lot of big, big groups are on this. So this is a huge deal. This is a huge deal for all the groups kind of under that HYBE umbrella now. Massive, massive congratulations to them. And I think I learned my lesson. I'm not going to doubt.
Bang PD.
I'm not going to doubt his moves. Well, he was just moving so quick in so many directions.
Yeah.
It worried me. It's like.
Yeah, same. I just was worried that K-pop would get diluted, and I love it so much. So I just was a little alarmist. But
that's what we don't want.
Fear not.
Fear not. He's just going to buy all the American.
Works for me. Probably will do a way better job.
I already saw videos. He already put them to work. I already saw videos of Justin Bieber and Demi Lovato talking about the merger, that they're proud HYBE artists. So there you go. It's kind of a win-win for a lot of people around it, but I think it's very, very smart for HYBE. And it'll be interesting to see kind of the K-pop model in the Western world.
Yeah. And I wonder how involved Bang PD is going to be in every aspect of these kind of music and stuff.
I'm sure he won't be super involved, but I do think when you watch certain things now, when you watch 17, right? Look at Hoshi. Mm-hmm. Would that have been the same before Big Hit acquired Pletus? I don't know. I mean, there's certain stuff that's a little bit, I don't know. I think it'll be interesting to see if any of the Western artists, what happens there.
Yeah.
It could be completely hands off, and it just is a huge financial win for him.
He doesn't cross me as someone that would be hands off. I think he would only be hands off once he felt like things were in line with whatever his vision is.
Yeah. Well, and just to clarify, like what we were talking about before, the deal includes management, label services, publishing, and other services. So it's the whole thing. It's, they own these artists now. Just amazing. And not just congratulations to all of them. Congratulations to BTS, because you know they have healthy stock. So huge deal. That's a massive, massive news in the K-pop world. And I'm going to choose to look at it as a positive. Let's hope we're right.
Oh, big time. Yeah.
And yeah, big, big deal. Big moves. Okay. I think that's it. Of course, there's other news that we maybe didn't see, or it's happening right now. But next week, we're going to talk about Stacey. There's a new Super M song charity.
Woohoo!
SHINee repackaged album. So more new music from SHINee. And there'll be more new stuff. Don't you worry. We'll give you a full episode per usual every single week. Thursdays, new episodes drop. Let's do song of the week. I'm wondering if we have the same song of the week. This will be a record 2 weeks in a row, because
I think maybe we might.
Yeah, I think it could be. All right. What's your song of the week?
your song of the week also Spider by Hoshi?
Yes, it is. Because Charity and I have such different tastes in so many things. Even in the same album that we like different songs. Yeah. But it's really interesting that there's a certain sound that we both are so into and vibe to. This has happened 2 weeks in a row now. Last week it was Bacon.
Look at this week,
Spider by Hoshi. So our song of the week, you heard it earlier in the episode. It's an amazing song. Congratulations again to him. Really cool. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for tuning in every week. We're so, so grateful to have you. We're grateful to have this community. And hopefully one day soon, we can start going to concerts and meet each other again. Wouldn't that be nice to have in-person community? So we're looking forward to that. But until then, give us a follow on social media, NYC K-Pop Queens. Slide into the DMs. Say hello. We'd love to know where you're listening from and your opinions on this stuff. It's so cool to hear from you guys. So please don't be shy. And I think that's it. Have a safe week. Have a great week. Hopefully your weekend's going well if you're listening to this over the weekend. Be safe, be healthy, and show some kindness to your friends, to your family, and to the strangers on the street. It's spring. It's bright. Let's be bright lights in the world wherever we can, you guys. We love you, Queendom. Thank you for listening. We will talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye. Love you guys.